We've lost three games in a row, won by the first two by touchdowns, and games that, quite frankly, despite how you want to say we played, we had chances to win at the end. We certainly did in San Francisco, getting the ball to the five-yard line. We certainly had the ball inside the 20 against Philadelphia, even though we didn't play that well. But our defense kept us in the game, and that's really what has to happen for us. The other night in the scoring match, we obviously came out on the short side of it. And regardless of how I want to maneuver it, it's still not going to change. I think we should have scored 31 ourselves. We did have the ball late in the game as well with 2:31 to go after having just driven the length of the field and had another opportunity. And we took a touchdown away from ourselves early in the game with an interception after driving it the length of the field. And, you know, we gave the opponent a couple of point-blank opportunities with a rookie fumble. And then at the end of the game when we tried to make a first down on 4th and 5, which we had to do, and didn't make it, they scored in that series as well. So, we've not had a lot of success going to New Orleans. They've done a good job against us. They put a lot of points on the board, and it wasn't a very good performance by our defense at all. If you're going to be in a situation, like I say, you're playing against a team that's the number one offensive team in the league, especially at home, they're undefeated, you certainly have to come up with some way to have some stops in the game. You're not going to trade touchdowns with them. And so we're disappointed in that. Despite that, we continue to we practiced well last week. We prepared well. I think we'll do the same this week. And here we go. Keep fighting. What else are you going to do?
That week back in 07, the last week of the season when you played the Patriots, and I remember you said this once I interviewed you during one of those March owners meetings roundtables, and you talked about sensing your team coming together that week. Can you talk about that week leading up to the Patriots game when they were undefeated? Obviously, you know where I'm going with this. What that was like that week?
Well, what we did was we simply came in and said we're going to play to win. We were in the playoffs, and the Patriots were obviously in. The Patriots were going for the undefeated season, and I simply felt that our team historically was not going to be remembered as a team that did not compete or play as hard as they could against a team that was in a position to go undefeated. So I simply told our players we're playing the game to win. They certainly bought into it. They looked forward to the competitiveness of the game. It was a high-scoring game, which was kind of surprising. They did defeat us in the long run, but I think our guys gained a lot of confidence from that game, from playing with the intensity and the effort that went into, trying to defeat a team that was undefeated. So it certainly was, at that point in time, was a plus for us, even though going into the playoffs, we had a couple of guys that were nicked in the game that couldn't play right away, and that was a concern, but we overcame it.
What do you think of the Packers, Tom?
Oh, they're obviously a team that's capable of scoring an awful lot of points. We experienced that, unfortunately, ourselves a year ago. And they are, a sophisticated pressure package that comes up with different ways to attack you on a weekly basis. Cobb has turned into an exceptional runner. It seems as though every team that we play has an excellent return game. Rodgers is, nobody, you don't need me to explain what he's doing. Every place you turn, he's having an outstanding year, and he has a lot of weapons to work with. So, it is not a surprise. Once you see, they've had some close games. They've had some close games on the road. There's been three really close games on the road. A lot of games for us to study. But they've managed to win, and that's the important thing.
What do you remember out of that nightmare last year between losing the game and then getting a stay a couple next nights in Appleton?
The game is the thing that I remember, and I remember that. We didn't play as well as we expected to play, and they certainly demonstrated their explosiveness.
Tom, how do you think you handled the attrition rate that came so early in your secondary?
Well, we've done, you know, what we've done with our players, and this is the position that we always take. We acknowledge the fact that we feel badly for the player that's injured. We know what he's invested. We know that this comes as a shock to any individual who suddenly, in the very early parts of the season, we're speaking now, you know, has their season taken away from them. So we acknowledge that, but then we challenge ourselves that we have good players here, and it's a great opportunity for the next person in line to step up and show his value and make his contribution to his team. And so so be it. And you just rally your troops and you move forward.
Along those lines, what do you thought of Victor Cruz and the way he stepped up for you?
What do I what now? Recall Victor?
No, no. What have you thought of his play this year?
He's played outstanding. I mean, he's been a guy that, quite frankly, is a totally inexperienced player who had to go to IR a year ago. Didn't have any off-season program. Came in here. Had just a so-so preseason, and yet, as he's been given the opportunity to do more things, it started really with him in Philadelphia and how he played down there very early in the season. So he's played well. He's done a lot of things, a lot of very good things. He certainly has demonstrated his speed and quickness and his ability to run after the catch.
Do you think Ahmad Bradshaw is going to play this week and
we'll
the
see.
Obvious question is
we'll
what's the end of the mix? We'll see.
We'll see. Okay. You know, we'll be trying to evaluate where Ahmad is at.
What's your message to your team this week, Tom? Is it we have to win? We're at the end of the of our playoff rope, so to speak. Or what's the message?
Well, the message is no different really than any message that we've been told many, many times that we. You know, we've been told we can't many times in the years that I've been here, and we know that that the way that we play is in our hands. And what I'm looking for is a team that's excited about this challenge, and a team of individuals that gives great effort. And if, as I tell them many times, if we can have an outstanding preparation and give a great effort. Then I know that they've come and they've played and they've done exactly what we planned on doing.